3rd of November 2019, the Amazon Synod, Part 1. Dear listeners of our daily meditations, today I combine the answering of questions with a topic which I have already raised several times and would like to comment again. I am concerned about the situation of the Church and also about the uncertainty that believers express about some of the developments in this pontificate. These uncertainties come to me as concrete questions. I'm very aware that the Amazon Synod is a very sensitive issue that needs to be handled with care. This implies not to close one eye to worrying developments, especially since some things have become public. Social networks are extremely open to all kinds of information, but they might sometimes not sufficiently test it. But it is a reality today that news are going around the world very quickly, and so certain events in the synod have quickly become known. For example, the controversial ceremony in the Vatican Garden is released as a video. Together with the spiritual teaching in the interpretations of the Holy Scriptures and related themes, I have repeatedly pointed out some questionable developments in our Church so that the faithful might have some orientation. At present, with commendable exceptions, clear orientation is rarely given to them by the highest shepherds of the Church. In the coming reflections, I will address this painful subject of the Amazon Synod and issues which are connected. I ask the saints and the poor souls for their intercession. In particular, I entrust this sensitive issue to Our Lady and the holy angels. The nature of the daily reflections does not allow me to report very extensively on many aspects of the Synod. So we'll first look to what catches the cause of resentment among believers. The Amazon Synod, convened by Pope Francis, which had received a great deal of criticism in the run-up to the event, especially since a published working paper, came to an end on 27th of October. Unfortunately, all possible useful topics have been overshadowed by some events at this synod, so that the focus is mainly on these negative events. So what has so upset believers that one even speaks of a serious irritation for the faith? Auxiliary Bishop Schneider from Kazakhstan describes, on October 4, 2019, on the eve of the Amazon Synod, a religious ceremony was held in the Vatican Gardens in the presence of Pope Francis and of several bishops and cardinals, which was led partly by shamans and in which symbolic objects were used. namely a wooden sculpture of an unclothed pregnant woman. These representations are known and belong to indigenous rituals of Amazonian tribes, and specifically to the worship of the so-called Mother Earth, the Pachamama. In the following days, the wooden naked female figures were also venerated in St. Peter's Basilica in front of the tomb of St. Peter. Pope Francis also created two bishops carrying the Pachamama object on their shoulders, processing it into the Synod Hall, where it was set in a place of honor. Pachamama statues were also put on display in the Church of Santa Maria in Trasfontina. In his open letter, the same bishop assesses this process as follows. Catholics cannot accept any pagan worship, nor any syncretism between pagan beliefs and practices and those of the Catholic Church. The acts of worship, of kindling a light, of bowing, of prostrating, or profoundly bowing to the ground and dancing before an unclothed female statue, which represents neither Our Lady nor a canonized saint of the Church, violates the first commandments of God. You shall have no other gods before me, and the explicit prohibition of God who commands, beware lest you lift up your eyes to heaven, and when you see the sun and the moon and the stars, all the host of heaven, you have been drawn away and worship them and serve them, things which the Lord your God has allotted to all the peoples under the whole heaven. And you shall make for yourselves no idols nor graven image, neither rear you up a standing image, neither shall you set up any image of stone in your land, to bow down unto it, for I am the Lord your God. The former prefect of the faith, Cardinal Müller, also made his comments clear. The source is coming from an interview with EVTN editor-in-chief Raymond Arroyo. So it is said, the liturgy in the Vatican Gardens on October 4 in the presence of Pope Francis contained a certain devotion, even worship of idols, a violation of the first commandment, because Jesus Christ, present in the sacraments, is the only Redeemer. Also Catholics have sacred images, but we do not worship them. We revere only these images representative of these holy persons. Adoration is not for human beings or creation anyway, Müller explained, referring to St. Paul. And then he said, bringing gods into the church was a grave sin, a criminal act against the divine right. So to say, there is therefore a charge of idolatry, and with that a serious violation of the first commandment. Since all this has been done in public, and especially in Rome and the Vatican, the seat of the Catholic Church, we have to address to this affair. It concerns the whole Church and the mission entrusted to her to announce the gospel to the peoples. That is why we have to continue with this theme.
The song of today, in Hebrew, is taken out of the 6th chapter of Deuteronomy and says, Hear, O Israel, Adonai is our God, Adonai is one.
Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai. Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai.